Sitting in the car recording. It's dark outside and early in the morning. They should be working out. Instead, they're talking about their lives and what's going on. It's JJ and Shane on the pre-morning show.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the
pre-morning
show. Episode 96, coming at you live from Shane's vehicle in the parking lot of, as always, Pure Fitness in Salisbury, Maryland. We are your hosts, as always. I'm JJ.
And I'm Shane.
And it is Wednesday, hump day, March, what's today's date? The 27th?
Yeah. No? I don't know.
What's your phone say? Yeah, Wednesday, March 27th. All right. The time reads 5:15 a.m. It's a beautiful morning here. A little cool.
Yeah.
50. Flood watch, I think, is what I saw on the weather app there.
It's supposed to be nasty today.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But good to be here with you.
Yeah.
Shane.
Yeah, how the heck are you? I missed last week. Yeah? I'm good.
I missed last week? What did I miss?
No, we missed last week, I think.
Right? Oh, we did miss last week. It's been a couple weeks since we released the episode. I was out of town. Just got back in yesterday from the beautiful New England area. We were visiting family in Rhode Island. Emily's side of the family is over in Rhode Island, so we drove up on Thursday, got back yesterday. Straight shot, it's about a 6-hour, 45-minute drive.
Really? Only six?
I mean, it's pretty much like, stretching seven.
Yeah?
I mean, you round up to seven.
Well, how was the drive?
Actually, not too bad.
Really?
Going
with three
up
kids is not
going
bad.
Up and coming back down, we only stopped one time.
Wow. And what did they do to entertain themselves?
A lot of screen time.
Okay.
A lot of screen time.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Wesley played his 3DS for a good chunk of
that
it.
That makes my head hurt. Like, that's in the car.
Looking down at
it. Yeah. Handheld. I just can't. Yeah. I've never been able to do that. Watching, like, videos or something is better. But, like, playing a game or reading something.
Reading.
Oh, God. I don't know how people do that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why, like, every time we go for, like, a plane ride, not that we didn't ride a plane, but I always bring, like, a bunch of stuff that I just don't end up.
Yeah, you think to yourself.
I'm going to bring this crossword puzzle.
Yeah, I'm going to read this.
Sudoku book.
I've been waiting to read this book. I'll read it on the plane.
But
you know me, I'm not going to read it.
Yeah? And weren't you reading a book recently?
I read a bunch of books recently all the time. I can never get anywhere.
What are you reading right now?
Well, I ordered a book. My problem is I keep ordering books. And I have all these books I want to read. This time I swear I'm going to read this book. I want to read this book. It's called Mastery.
Mastery.
Yeah, by Robert Greene. Okay. Highly recommend. I've read snippets from it.
Really, how can you highly really recommend it, but you've not read it?
I just know it's going to be good. I know it's going to be good.
You're going out on a limb there, recommending a book that you haven't even read yet.
I'm willing to go out on a limb with this one. I really like the author. I listen to a lot of his stuff. Well, when I'm in the car, I listen to a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But I just struggle reading. I think it's because I'm a really slow reader.
I am too.
And I don't know how, Allie will, like, skim the page, and whenever we're reading something together, she's always, like, done and moving on. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing?
Same with Emily and I. It's like I feel pressured because I know she's reading, like, two and a half times
faster
than I am.
And then that's in my head because I'm thinking about, oh, my God, she's probably already done with this, and then I'm not reading.
Then you have to reread.
Yeah, I have to reread what you, well, hold on, scroll back up. Oh, come on. You're not done with that yet? It just makes me feel like an idiot.
It just reminds me of when I was in fifth grade, and I remember my teacher, he had this ruler, and so we were all reading as a class together, but like to ourselves, and he said, every time I slapped the ruler on the desk, you should have read that entire line.
Oh, dude.
Do you know how that is, much pressure that was?
I would just be listening for the
whole time. I wasn't even reading. I was looking at him, like, getting ready to slap the ruler.
Yeah. I would be waiting for him to hit the ruler just to see how fast it
and
was.
And then we had to write. We had to, because you had to comprehend what you were reading, you had to write about it.
My gosh. I would have failed. I would have actually failed. It takes me a while to read, I think, because I'm really... I want to understand...
Shut down fast readers.
No, I wish I was a fast reader.
Same.
I just... I don't believe that really fast readers... Like, if you're finishing a page in, like, 20 seconds...
You didn't read that.
There's no way you read that. There is no way you read that and understood it. You maybe read it and skimmed through the words and you got like one word from every sentence, but you do not know what that said. You know like a gist of what it said. I want to know everything that it says. And that's my problem too, is I think everything's deeper than it really is.
Yeah.
And so each line, I'm like, whoa, let me go back to that. Let me go ponder
really
on that.
Just, yeah, digesting every word.
Because I read... A lot of the books I read are dense, and they're not like fantasy. If it was a fantasy book,
yeah,
I could probably read that faster because I don't need to like really dig in. But uh-huh. If it's like a book like Mastery, I've read snippets from it. Why are you laughing?
You're just talking about a book you haven't read yet.
I read snippets from it. You know, they let you do a sample before you buy. It was good. Well, okay. each line I was like, man, that's profound. Let me reread that.
Wow.
Because I'm afraid that if I move on without truly fully comprehending what it's
You're
trying to tell me.
You're going to miss out on something.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get what it's really supposed to be telling me.
It's like a good meal, like on a good plate of food. Mm. You know, you want to take your time.
Yeah.
Chewing on. You want to really chew on it.
Yeah, I want to digest what I'm reading before I move on, lest I get too full.
I mean, that's an expression. Really chew on that for a little bit.
Exactly.
And what that means is you're just
why'd you,
you're just
you
getting...
started chewing? These words. Wow.
It's good flavor. Mastery, what is that book supposed to be about? Just mastering...
It's basically
reading?
About, like...
You wrote a book about how to read faster?
I would buy a book about how to read faster. They should make a book about how to, train you to read faster.
I'm sure there's articles and blogs about it.
Yeah.
10 ways to read faster.
If you don't get to the bottom of this page, the article disappears. Mastery is basically about like finding your purpose.
Okay.
And what it takes to become a master at something. And it's like the 10,000 hour thing. I mean, there's a lot of people that say that, but it's deeper into that. And it just goes into, you know, it's similar to like, honestly, what made me buy it was Aaron Basco's book.
Did you read it?
I'm in the process of reading it.
I just keep referring back to books you just haven't read.
Oh my god! I've read 10 pages of his book.
His, like at that point, you're like, all right, I'm done. I've had enough.
No, his book.
I've read what I needed to read.
All right, here's the worst part. His book is 60 pages long.
Yeah, it's not that long.
But it's a workbook. So what I did was
like it's a book about careers, about jobs.
Yes, finding your purpose, right? It's the same thing. Finding mm-hmm. your career.
So you literally read like 10 pages of his book and you're like, I'm going to read something better.
No. No. No, I'm going to finish that book. I'm going to print it out and finish it. But his book is like pretty dense in a way of like one of the things. Did you read it?
I've read the foreword.
Oh my god! You're supposed to give an Amazon review. We said we would help him out.
I know. I'm working on it. I can't give an Amazon review. I'm not like you. I'm not gonna give him a review after reading a few words. I'm gonna read the whole thing.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Might take me a while, but I'll read the whole thing.
One of the things is like, where do you, like, what kind of field do you belong in, type of thing? And it was asking, like, what do you, how do you see yourselves? Or, like, think of your favorite movies or favorite characters in movies and ponder about what the archetype of that character is and why you why that type of character resonates with you. And, like,
archetype.
What?
Archetype.
No. Are you joking?
I'm more of an archetype guy than archetype.
Are you serious? What, are you like data too instead of data?
Data. No, I'm a data guy.
Okay. Archetype? That's definitely not correct.
All right, we'll leave it up to the listeners.
The listener, the listeners are going to say archetype. It's archetype.
Okay, I'll take archetype or archetype, but you said archetype.
It's archetype, yes. Yes.
Not archetype. I'll take archetype or archetype. I won't take archetype.
Archetype. You're making it sound weirder than it is.
Well, that's what you're saying. Archetype.
It's the hero, you know, the hero archetype. Yeah, archetype.
Yeah. No, not archetype. Archetype or archetype. Either one is fine.
Archetype makes me want to punch you in the face. Archetype makes me want to scream. Don't say that. It's not an arch.
Like architecture.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you thinking of doing as a career? I want to be an architect.
if we can kind of want to be a fucking architect.
Anyway, so the Aaron Basco in his book says, like, looking for, like, yeah, what kind of archetype.
Yeah, and I read this, like, a week ago. And I've just been thinking a lot about it. Like, what are my favorite shows? Like, who do I always resonate with?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
kind of like when you're a kid growing up and you're watching a movie together and you're like, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so in the example that he uses in the book is he always like Lord of the Rings. Like, have you ever seen Lord of the Rings?
Yes, of course.
You know, the hero's journey. Like, yeah. They have this.
I always liked Gimli.
Yeah? Okay. So you're like the partner, the support that helps the main character, like, they would be nothing without... Oh, Gimli is the dwarf.
Who did you think I was talking about? Aragorn?
No, the guy that's... Samwise. I was thinking of Samwise. Yeah, no.
Gimli. Well, I didn't... I'm not saying I resonate with Gimli, because we're both short. I was just saying I like Gimli.
And nobody said anything about you being short. I just realized that he was the dwarf character, right?
Yes. Yes.
Why do you resonate with him?
I just said I don't resonate with him. I was saying, I literally just said, I don't resonate with him. I just like him. And you just said, why do you resonate with him?
Why do you feel like he's you?
I just liked him as a character. But now that I think about it, who do I resonate with in Lord of the Rings?
Well, it could be any. So this was the thing I've been thinking about is it's hard. This is why it's hard for me to read. It takes me a week to ponder something like this because I really want to give it my full energy. And I finally found my answer. Mm. But it's more about. I was stuck on the fact, like, I don't really have favorite movies. Like, it was really hard for me to think about what are my favorite movies that I actually love a character in, you know?
That's same with, like, when someone says, like, what's your favorite song? I don't really have a favorite song. I might have periods of time where I really like a song.
Uh-huh.
And it might be amongst my, like, top listened, but... I don't have a song that I go back to. I'm like, that's my song.
Yeah,
that's
I don't really have
life song.
I don't know that I really have that either. I listen to a different thing, like, it feels like every day. But that's what keeps life interesting.
Yeah.
But in his example, going back to the Lord of the Rings thing, he said that he has always identified with, like, you know, he loves, like, a hero's journey where it's... The main character's, like, not prepared for the journey, but they have to kind of grow into it, and they have a mentor that comes in. He's always viewed himself kind of alongside the, like, older, wise mentor. He's always felt like
Gandalf.
That. Yeah, and so in each story, he had like three movies or something that he had laid out. And so you're supposed to be thinking, like you're supposed to think about who in the movies you resonate the most with and why, and then you can move on to the next activity. So it takes forever for me to get through something like that because
you really want to take your time. With
that. Yeah, each day I'm like, man, I don't even know what movies I like. Seriously, I'm like, I don't even know what kind of stuff I like sometimes. I don't watch that. I don't really watch that many movies. Really don't watch TV that much.
Yeah, there you go. I don't even. How do we even get on this topic?
Don't know. Talking about reading.
Yeah.
And you got upset because I keep recommending books that I haven't read yet. Anyway, tell me more about
the trip. So
yes,
well, okay. So we have a little bit of a house cleaning item. So, my brother-in-law Ben, everyone was pretty much on this trip. Ben and Gwen flew in from Washington State. Emily's parents, Emily's sister, Emily's sister's fiance. We all stayed in an Airbnb up in Rhode Island, Narragansett, Rhode Island. And you know how Rhode Island's the smallest state?
I thought Delaware was the smallest state.
No, Rhode Island's smaller.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Delaware's the first state.
Oh, okay.
Rhode Island is the smallest state. The biggest state...
Texas.
Is it Alaska?
Yeah, I guess it's one of those two.
I'm pretty sure it's Alaska.
Okay.
Anyways, Rhode Island, by the way, just feels like it's like the biggest small state.
There's a lot of people there, right?
I don't know how many people there are per capita. Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, I think.
But every time we went out to go somewhere, it took 30 minutes to get there. It's like all of the towns are separated. It's like when you live, the way Emily explained it to me was like, when you live in a certain town in Rhode Island, you don't really go outside of that town. You pretty much have everything you need in your town. So if you want to go somewhere unique, or if you're visiting a family member who's in a different town, it might take you probably 30 minutes to get there.
Why does it take so long?
So most of the time when we had to get from one town to the next, we had to get on 95 to get there.
Traffic.
So, not necessarily, I mean, a little bit of traffic, but it was just like on the other side of town. I mean.
Literally. The other town is on the other side
Newport,
of town.
Newport, Rhode Island, which I think Newport and Providence are the most familiar cities in Rhode Island. Newport is like literally its own island in Rhode Island.
Wow. Do they have accents?
In New England?
No.
Or just
in Rhode Island?
I mean, Rhode Island is in New England.
I know, but it's just the same. Like freaking coffee.
That's more New York.
Coffee, I thought, was Boston.
I think it's coffee.
Coffee?
No? Like.
Caffy?
Okay, so I'll give you an example. Emily's grandma, she has a heavy, like, New England accent. Like, I would always hear her, I can hear her saying this, but she always says, your father, like your father, your brother, like khakis.
Talk to your brother.
Khakis.
Khakis. Yeah. You put the khakis in your khakis?
Khakis. Yeah.
You wearing khakis?
So there's a little bit of a distinguished element there between New York and Rhode Island.
Yeah, New York, I mean, freaking, come on now.
Yeah. Anyway. So Ben was on the trip, and we were talking about the podcast, and we were actually talking about. So he, while they were traveling, they were talking about how in the airport they have access to like a lounge, because of the type of credit card he has. There's like different benefits.
Oh, dude, I remember he has like 25 credit cards.
25 plus credit cards, and that was like 2 years ago. So he's probably got like 50 by now. He carries two wallets.
Oh my God!
No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
so. Ben is the type of guy that he takes advantage of benefits.
If there's a benefit, reward.
Oh, he's all over that.
Yeah, we've talked about this. You got to be careful with those.
So whatever credit card he has gives him special access to a special lounge in airports that otherwise would cost you a lot of money, like $30 an hour to be in. So, yeah, there's like he has access to a lounge and then also access to like sleeping rooms. That's what he said costs like $35 an hour if you want to but he's got special access to it. But he was saying that in these lounges, at least the one that he was going to, because they were like dressed in sweatpants or whatnot, there was a dress code of smart casual.
What?
And so when that came up, I was like, what the heck is that? And he was like, I don't know. Why don't you talk about it on the podcast? And so that's where I'm at now. What is smart casual?
You didn't look it up?
I did not look it up.
Oh, man.
I mean, we know business casual is like...
I think smart casual is probably like, hey, be smart about it. You know, don't wear pajamas. Don't dress all the way up. But, you know, smart casual jeans.
I think Ben was the one that said smart casual is just like wearing glasses.
Pocket coming protector. A book. A book. Binder. Bring a binder.
Yeah, pocket protector.
I don't know. That's a good...
Smart casual.
That's a good question. Like, should we look it up?
Just making up stuff now. Yeah, look it up. Look it up. Any other guesses as to what smart casual could be before you get that verified? Fact checked?
I truly don't have any idea.
Just jeans. A little bit more than casual, but not quite business.
Smart casual is a Western dress code that's generally casual but has some elements of a lounge suit. It's a professional look that's a little relaxed, mixing casual pieces with smarter ones. The goal is to look clean and professional, but not too formal. You want to look pulled together, but a bit interesting and approachable. Okay. I'm never dressing smart casual just because of this description.
Basically, like, I'm imagining jeans... button-up long sleeve and a blazer.
It professionally mixes trendier pieces in with classic staples. Oh my god!
Yeah.
So nobody knows what it is. There's no clear definition.
I understand what that is. I can see what that is. Basically, like you're just like a yuppie person. You know what I mean? You know how yuppie people dress?
I don't know what yuppie means.
Yuppie is like rich class. Like casual. I mean, yuppie is like the wealthy, right?
Uh-huh.
Think about how they dress when they go out to like Starbucks. It's never like in sweatpants or anything. They're like wearing jeans and
corduroys.
Yeah, blazer.
So say business casual then.
Well, it's not business casual because business casual is like polo, right?
Depends on who you ask. Jeans can be smart casual, but only on the condition that the event or place is more laid back. Okay, I'm done with it. It's not a real definition. Basically, it's just like, well, use your discretion when you're dressing smart casual. It basically just means don't wear sweatpants.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is that I feel like the people who set those trends are. Like the wealthy, right? So if they somehow come out with an outfit or attire that includes sweatpants, boom, sweatpants are in.
I don't know. They probably would write articles and be like, this rich person wore sweatpants. Smart casual. Don't you know anything about smart casual? You're supposed to be smart about it. You need to wear things that are. Well, smart casual. It's just ridiculous. If I ever dress smart casual, it won't be by my own knowledge. It will just be something that I do. I don't want to know that I'm dressing smart casual. I don't care if I'm dressing smart casual. And I'll never call my outfit smart
casual.
So
like what you're wearing right now, I'd say is like dumb casual.
Gym casual.
Gym casual, yeah. That sounds like someone's name. Jim Casual. Nice to meet you.
Hey, put her there, Jim Casual. Oh my god. That's what I'm going to call myself whenever I'm dressed casually. Jim Casual, nice to meet you.
So, anyways.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Now that we got that
out. Okay, the airport, yeah.
Yeah, the trip was great. We got there Thursday about 3 o'clock, left yesterday morning. So we were there pretty much, I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 full days. I got to see a lot of the family over there, hung out with them. Got to see my friend Chris. Shout out Chris Tanko and his wife Iza, who I finally got to meet Iza in person, face to face. Chris has been a best friend of mine since high school, and
I
recently found out that he was living in Rhode Island. I was like, "Are you kidding me? We're gonna be there, like in March."
Yeah, and it's the smallest state, so we should be able to see each other.
It'll just take 2 hours to get to you once we're actually in Rhode Island. Anyways, but it was like perfect timing because he was just there for a year because of officer training school. And he's literally moving back to San Diego next week.
Wow.
And so I just barely caught him. I haven't seen him since 2017.
That's good timing.
But it's cool because it's like, it hasn't felt that long since we've seen each other, you know?
Yeah, that's how it is.
You have a best friend like that.
Yeah.
It's just like things pick up where they left off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And
so. Those are the best relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. So they live in downtown Newport, and Newport, Rhode Island is a heavy like tourist area, and one bedroom apartment, $2,600 a month.
Oh my.
Goes up to $5,000 per month in
the
summer.
More than my freaking mortgage, dude. That's crazy.
I know. That's like more than half of mine.
Oh my God.
One bedroom. It was funny because, so we met up for breakfast on Saturday at this place called Newport Creamery. Shout out, Newport Creamery.
Breakfast?
It's like a local chain. They do it's like a breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
They like ice cream?
And they also do ice cream. And they have these milkshakes called Awful Awfuls. Awful Awful. Two awfuls, yeah. Awful Awfuls. It's a milkshake, which apparently is a big thing in Rhode Island. I wasn't very impressed.
No?
No. I don't know if it's a person that made the shakes, but a little milky for my liking. And I don't know, just Chick-fil-A shakes are just way better. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Did you say they have to change their chicken recipe?
Who?
Chick-fil-A.
No.
Yeah, because apparently they can't get a hold of...
Supplier issue?
Not antibiotic or non-antibiotic chicken anymore. They're just going to use like... the cheapest chicken they can find, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I don't have the full.
So it's like a supplier issue,
I guess. So now their chicken's gonna be worse for you, or whatever. I don't know. Not that it was good to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, you think I care about that? No, I should. Speaking of that, my weight loss journey, I've gained a few pounds because of the trip. I mean,
yeah, that's to be expected.
Back up to 187 to 189.
That's all right. It'll fall off.
I was in the 184 to 187, but now I'm in the 187, 189. Yeah. I'm trending back up.
The face you're making reminds me of Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
You just look just like him.
So Newport Creamery.
You'll lose it.
Huh?
You'll lose the weight.
Yeah. I mean,
you just get back into it.
Yeah, get back
you're
into it.
You're on vacation.
It. Yeah.
Come on. Anyway, so you had...
ate a lot of food. Yeah, Newport Creamery. So I met up with my friend and his wife there. They're about to have a baby in May, so shout out that. And while we were eating, he was talking about how good at Smash that he was, that he's been beating all his friends. And he was like, oh my gosh, like, just talking himself up. I'm like, you kidding me? Like, let's go. Come on.
Nah.
Obviously, we didn't have a setup there. I mean, we were at a restaurant, and... we had to head back after that, and we said our goodbyes on Saturday. But we ended up reconnecting again when we were there on Sunday. We went back to Newport just to walk around, and he joined us. I called him out. They live up, literally their apartment's above this beef jerky place.
What?
Yeah, they're like right on the street, like right on the main street. And we were walking by... the beef jerky place, and I called him, and he came out, and he walked around with us, and so that was a good time. when we were going to leave, he ran back up to his apartment. I was like, hey, we're going to put the kids in the van. I'm going to use the bathroom. I'll come back up to say my goodbyes. And so we did that, put the kids in the van. I walked back to his apartment, go upstairs. He's like, yeah, just come on up. Walk through the blue door, come upstairs. We're the one on the right. So I do that. Come on. I walk through the door. He's sitting there on the couch with his controller.
He's ready.
And he's got Smash set up. And so we got a quick game in.
You destroyed him, didn't you?
Destroyed him. Less than like 2 minutes. That's a good feeling.
He had no idea.
Maybe he felt under the pressure. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. One game, like, so. It was funny. He had my character selected and everything, like it was like ready to go. So because he knew that we were in a hurry. But still got it.
I was going to say, I'm sure you do.
Played a lot of Mario Kart, too. That was a lot of fun.
Where?
We played it on the Switch.
Are you good at Mario Kart?
But like, yeah, I'm pretty good at Mario Kart, okay. too. Like, all the Mario games, like, I just grew up playing hours and hours of Mario games. So multiplayer Mario games, like my thing. Like Mario Strikers, which is a soccer one.
Mario Kart. I'm pretty good at that now.
I love
Strikers, yeah.
On the GameCube? On the Switch?
Switch, yeah.
You have that game?
Yeah. You want to play?
I haven't played much of it, so you'd probably beat me. But just give me a few hours to learn the game.
I would
play you. So much of the game to where like I was basically learning like little cheats within the game that weren't really cheats. Basically just like... Yeah.
Glitches.
Yeah.
Or
like in the original Mario Strikers on the GameCube, I knew how to juke out the goalie. So that the alligator just like dove for nothing, and then it was just open goal and just score.
And you could just keep doing that.
Yeah, and then I knew how to score like right off kickoff. They blow the whistle. I would do like
what do they call
two passes and then shoot it at half field, and then goal.
There is a word for that exploit.
Yes,
you exploited the
yes,
game.
Yes, I had different exploits. NFL Street 2 was like the same way. I just played it so much to where there was just like. Stupid things I knew about the game.
It wasn't even fun anymore.
Yeah, like if you played someone who was just picking up the game, it would just not be fun at all. But anyways, yeah, we played a lot of Mario Kart. That was fun. We went to Captain Jack's on Sunday after church. Captain Jack's is a seafood place, and they had this deal for $19. You could get.
Did you really have to tell me it was a seafood place, Captain Jack's? I knew instantly it was a seafood. I know. I already see the way it looked in there.
Captain Jack's had a special that day. $19 for fish and chips, clam chowder, 3 clam cakes, and coleslaw.
Wow.
That's a lot of food.
That is a lot of food.
And I was already
it's
full
a clam
after...
cake.
A clam cake is like this fried... It's almost like clam in fried batter. I kept eating it, and I was like, my taste buds were confused because it almost tasted like I was eating a funnel cake, but it was like clam on the inside. It's good.
It sounds kind of bad.
It sounds weird, but it was good. Clam cakes. Yeah, but it's like basically fried dough with clam on the inside.
Okay.
So I was full after eating the clam chowder and the clam cakes, and we had calamari. Calamari or calamari? I say calamari. Calamari. Hey, calamari. See what's up. After I ate... I think it is technically calamari.
I think it is cal also.
After I ate all that and the clam chowder and clam cakes, I was done for. I was full already. And then they brought out the plates. And I mean, the fish on the plates. The fish was bigger than the plate, dude. Like,
did it have a head on it? Like a head and
almost
tail?
Almost a foot long. The fish,
yeah,
head and tail. And it was just like just this giant fried fish on your plate, sitting on top of fries and a little thing coleslaw. I had like maybe 2 bites of the fish.
Why?
I was just so full.
Oh.
And trying not to overstuff myself. Still, I was still.
So you followed the rules.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. I didn't eat too many healthy... I didn't... Not too many vegetables were consumed on this trip, I will say. So, we went to this bowling alley on Saturday called Old Mountain Lanes.
Are you good at bowling?
I'm decent. Average 130.
Oh, that's good.
I would say that's better than that's average. Good.
Yeah, I would say so too. I feel like 100 is average.
Most people try to strive for 100. So I'm in the 130 range. And Ben is really good at bowling.
What was he getting?
Like, I was like trying to, my hardest to beat him.
Bowling is, I was one of those winning where game two. If you try, you can't. Like, if you try at bowling, you mess up. Yeah. And then you get really mad.
So we played a game and a half because we only paid for an hour. So I was winning the second game. It was like fifth frame.
And then it just
shuts
off. I was
in the lead. And then, yeah, we ran out of time. And we weren't going to pay for another hour. So game one, I got a 140-something, and Ben had like a 186.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. He had like a strike and spare in like every single frame.
Wow, that's really good. I think I did like 170 a couple weeks ago. And that was like, I felt like I was like,
wow.
I felt like I was like the king of the alley.
Kingpin. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where like if you just relax, then you bowl better.
Yeah.
If you start getting tense, you're like, I want to win this game.
Yeah, you just start thinking like, I don't care about this. I'm just here to have fun. Strike.
Yeah, and then you try not to let the strike affect you. You're just like, whatever.
Just throw the ball. Don't even look at what happens.
Maybe, just turn around.
Ball and turn around and walk and sit back down.
Yeah. But now that I'm older.
And wiser.
I love that I can throw like the 16-pound ball. And watch the pins just explode. Yes. It was because as a kid, I always wanted to do that, but I was never strong enough. I could never figure out. I was throwing like 8-pound balls, and it would just, you know, just leisurely knock over the pins. But now they explode. If I can hit like the front, that angle at the front, you know, and then they all just go into the air.
I love seeing that.
I love that too.
Nothing like a good pin explosion.
and I love when the alley has the miles per hour when it tracks your ball.
Oh yeah,
because then you can see who, like, all right, let's see how fast I can throw it.
At that point, you don't even care about hitting the pin.
Yeah.
You just want to throw the fastest ball.
Yeah.
How fast were you going?
It actually didn't have the miles per hour.
No, ours didn't either.
But I like when they do.
Same.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
Spare me.
Yeah, that kind of stuff's right up my alley.
Anyways, so, and that, shout out that bowling alley, because it was a diner and a bowling alley.
Really?
Yeah. Because you know how most times bowling alley is mainly, it's primarily a bowling alley, and they have food. This place, you wouldn't be able to tell that it was a bowling alley just by looking at it, and without it saying bowling alley, and without there being a giant pin on top. What I mean is that,
whoa, this place is a bowling alley? Oh my gosh!
The giant pin on the roof. Something tells me this is a bowling alley.
It's called King Lanes, and it has a pin on the... This is a bowling alley? How's anybody supposed to know?
What I mean is the storefront, like, it looked like a restaurant.
Mm. Besides
the giant pin on top. Take that away and it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
What's it called again? It's called Old Mountain Lanes.
Lanes. Yeah. Oh, was the food good? You got it?
Food was good.
Here's my complaint about bowling alley food. Is that it's always like finger food.
Yeah.
That makes no I mean, I guess it makes sense because that's what people like to eat, like French fries and hamburgers and chicken tenders and all that kind of stuff. But
I know.
It's ew, like you have to put, dude.
Yeah.
You're...
And, I mean, quite frankly, I'm not putting hand sanitizer after each bowl to eat my food.
Well, so if I get food at a bowling alley, I go to the bathroom and wash my hands. I let somebody else bowl for me for the next remainder. Few frames. for until I'm done. Because I'm not going to... No, that is so gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Fingers get all greasy. But then, I will say, like, greasy fingers helps the balls flow.
No. That's so gross. But it sounds like if it's a diner, then it's on a plate and you have a fork and you know, you can...
Depending on what you get. Because they like serve, like, breakfast all day. Like, people are in there strictly for the food. Like, there was a whole dining section.
Yeah, they're just
like,
watch.
A little restaurant, you walk in, oh. And, like, and people are, like, eating.
Oh.
Like, they're there to eat. They're not there to bowl.
Huh. I feel like the bowling would be distracting, though. You know?
It was kind of, like, sectioned off a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But can you bring the food out to the lane?
Yeah, we were eating at the lane, yeah. They brought the food to us. We just got a plate of chicken tenders, fries, mozzarella sticks. Okay, so you guys... Nothing that you would eat with a fork.
Yeah. You went to a diner bowling alley and then got the kids' menu items and not the diner food.
Yeah, like they had a full
got an omelet.
Menu, like entrees and appetizers. Like, yeah, and then there was a bowling alley there. Like, wow, that's quite the business.
What do you think it was originally? Like, do you think that it was a bowling alley and somebody was in there just like, you know what this could use? A diner. Or do you think it was a diner first and somebody was like, you know what this place could use? A freaking bowling alley. What do you think it was?
I mean, obviously when they built it, they intended it for to be mainly a bowling. I mean, like, you can't just build a bowling alley behind a diner.
But you can build a diner.
Think about like Kellen's Cafe. Could you imagine building a bowling alley attached to that? That's
I feel like it would be just as easy to build, just as hard to build a kitchen and a diner, like a diner-esque place.
Not you don't need as much space though. Bowling alley, oh, with like true. 20 lanes.
Mean, okay, so it was a bowling alley. That makes a lot more sense. That makes so much more sense. I'm an idiot. What am I talking about? You'd have to have
that
the space.
Was that
first.
A serious question?
Yeah,
like
it was.
You're wondering, like, what was first? I mean, no, but what it, obviously they built it with the intentions of being both. Or maybe just primarily a bowling alley.
You can't have a bowling alley without food, though.
No.
Do they serve alcohol?
You know
there
what's
too?
Funny is that when we went to go see Ben and Gwen in Washington, we went to the bowling alley on base, best fries I've ever had. They had the best fries. I would go back to that bowling alley in Washington just for the fries.
What was so good about them?
They were like the crispy, breaded on the outside type fries. Uh-huh. Like golden, yeah, uh-huh. Golden brown.
Seasoned?
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it.
I know the fries you're talking about. They're like extra, they have like an
coated
extra layer.
Like,
yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. But they were better than other fries that are like that?
I mean, those might be my favorite type of fries
okay,
in general.
Okay, so you just, they were
but
just
they were like really, really good.
They have a name. And I don't know what their name is. Dang it, dude. I know places that have them, too.
I think
they're always
like,
good.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad, like, a place that makes those kind of fries where it's bad.
Yeah, unless they're not fresh. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they're cold.
Soggy.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about cold.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll tell you what place I hate cold fries.
What?
Like, I would rather eat tar than cold McDonald's fries.
Really?
Cannot stand cold McDonald's fries. Disgusting. I don't know why. All my friends used to make fun of me for because they like would just heat them up in the microwave and they were fine. I'm like, dude, that is disgusting. Those fries are terrible. Cold or reheated, terrible.
I mean, fries in general, cold and reheated are just not good.
I've had some fries that aren't, like, they don't lose all their integrity when they're cold.
I got it. So, you know, curly fries. You know how curly fries are kind of like that texture?
What texture?
I mean, they're like kind of like reddish goldish.
Yeah. Reddish, like, by the way, reddish goldish is a color, not a texture, right?
No,
what
but
are
I
you
mean,
talking about?
Curly fries also have that texture. So
you're
that's what I mean
Arby's.
with an with a normal, the fries I'm talking about. It's like, it's got that almost same kind of texture.
Color.
And color. But they're just normal fries.
But they're crunchier.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do they make waffle fries?
I don't know.
Like, how do they cut it like that? You know?
At Chick-fil-A, it just came in a bag. Frozen.
Of course it did.
Yeah. They weren't cut fresh. They were frozen.
Do they advertise that they cut fresh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Plop them into a fryer.
But seriously, how do you cut the fry like that? And also, why? Why? Why you gotta have holes in them like that?
I don't know. Maybe it has.
Where does that extra potato go?
Wasted?
I bet you it does help the flavor.
Yeah, just the space between.
It probably helps.
You're just not eating like a giant potato.
Yeah. Yeah, the holes in it are important. You ever had a smash burger?
Smash burger. No, I don't think I have.
With the really thin hamburgers that they make, like two or three patties.
Is this at a restaurant?
It's like people. I don't think Five Guys has a smash burger. A smash burger is like its own thing, mm-hmm. And they call it a smash burger, obviously, because they put it on a griddle and they smash it really flat. Okay. So they're like really flat burgers, but. You use a certain type of ground beef. I think it's 73-27.
Okay.
27% fat. And the reason why you use that instead of just 80-20 is when you do 80-20, it's actually not enough fat so that it, like if you use the 27%, 73% ground beef and you flatten it, there's little, like the heat makes these, like the fat bubbles. It makes little tiny holes because the fat dissolves and gets cooked. And so the smash burger has like a crisp to it because all these little tiny fat like
are fried.
Yeah. And that's what makes them so good.
Where can I get a smash burger?
I don't know because I had one recently when I was traveling in the fall and it was in a different county. It was in like Easton or something like that. But you'll see it on menus like smash burgers and you get there's like single, double or triple and that's how many patties there are. So you can get whatever and then they have like different sauces. There's smash sauce and like there's really good.
Huh.
And they're simple. You don't need all this stuff on it. A smash burger is usually like actually you can get smash burgers at Effin' Burgers.
They do
smash burgers, I think.
Effin' Burgers.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good effing burger.
It's pretty good effing burgers.
But is that place still in existence?
I think so. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because the Mexican place took over.
No, they moved over. They combined with Wingin' It.
Oh, Effin' Burger did.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Anyway, a smash burger, you don't really need. It's just like the patties. And whatever sauce they use, or like mayonnaise, and then cheese. And there's
you don't need more than that.
And onions, maybe onions. Like really a shoestring guy. Onions? Fried?
No, I'm not. Get the onions off, please. No onions.
That's fine. It doesn't need anything. It's crazy. It's so good.
Just the burger, the bread, and the...
Yeah. And they toast the bread a little. Put the bread on the griddle a little bit. Oh. We're talking a lot about food today. I'm getting hungry.
Smash burger.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that. But all in all, yeah, great trip. Stayed at an Airbnb. Not much more to say. I mean, we just had a lot of time hanging out, playing games.
What games?
We played One Night Werewolf, which is like Mafia.
Yeah, I've seen Werewolf. Yeah. It's cool. One Night Werewolf.
Just one round. I like it better than Mafia because Mafia, it's like when you get killed off, like you're out for the rest of the game. You just have to watch. One Night Werewolf, you're in it every single round.
Yeah, you have to lie and you have to pretend that you're not, yeah.
Be deceptive if you're a wolf.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we played One Night Werewolf. We played the Switch. We played Slate.
Who were you with the whole time?
Emily's family.
Uh-huh. And so there was a bunch of people.
Of her... So in the Airbnb, it was me, Emily, her sister Gwen, her husband, their kid Teddy, our three kids, Emily's parents, Emily's other sister, Audrey, Audrey's fiance, Micah. That was all of us in the Airbnb. Who we saw when visiting, who live in Rhode Island, include Emily's aunt, her husband. They've got four kids.
Oh, my gosh.
They've got significant others.
That's a lot of people.
Emily's grandparents. Yeah.
That's a lot of
people. On Friday, we all, Emily's grandma rented out her community clubhouse. We hung out there.
That's awesome.
And we played fishbowl.
What's that?
So I led the game. Fishbowl is when you have basically each person writes down a couple words on a scrap paper, right? One word per paper. A noun, person, place, or thing. Can be a proper noun. You toss it into a bowl. All right, you got two teams. We did boys versus girls. In the first round, you send someone up from your team for the boys, let's just say. And they got 30 seconds. You have all these words in a bowl, folded up. So whoever's going or representing your team has 30 seconds. They'll pick up a word. And in that first round, you describe what's on the paper. So you don't know what words there are until you get to them because it's the very first round. And everybody wrote these words down and submitted them into the bowl. The first round, you describe what's on the paper, and you have 30 seconds to try to get as many as you can. And then the other team goes, right? Once you get through all the words in the bowl, you go to round two. You put all the words back in. Round two, you just have the clue giver, whoever's representing your team, describes the word on that they pull using one word. So instead of using as many words as you can to describe it, you've got one word to describe what's on your... And because you're kind of already familiar with the words, you have an idea of what
it could
be.
And then the third round is
you act it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, which I didn't know this till yesterday, there's a fourth round where you act it out with a sheet over you.
What?
You put a sheet over top of you and then you act it out. That seems crazy.
Why don't you just have everybody close their eyes? I mean, it's like, what are you going to... How do you even do that?
I don't know. But, yeah, we should go ahead and wrap it up. We got to get in there.
Oh, wow. It's after six. Yeah, it's
so
late.
We'll have to pick this up next week.
Pick this up. All right. Let's do it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode. This has been episode 96 of the
Pre-Morning Show.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Love you.